So it's 2:45 a.m. and I can't sleep. So I figured this would be the perfect time to answer some questions via my Erotica Minds anxiety and insomnia questionnaire. So let's get started. Number one. What makes you so anxious that you can't sleep? Literally everything, depending on the day. But most nights, and I don't know why I do this to myself, I stay up late and I read creepy encounter stories or stories about home invasion. And then I'm up all night trying to figure out, like, the best escape plan if my home were to get broken into. Like, if you've ever seen the movie The Strangers, you know what I mean. One of the realest quotes I've ever heard was, "All monsters are human." And it's so true. Like, vampires and werewolves and ghosts may or may not be real, but people are. And they can be horrible, horrible people who decide one day to come into your home and kill you for no reason. See, this is what is going to keep me up tonight. I can already feel it. I'm not going back to bed. Two, when you wake up in the middle of the night, what do you do? Oh, it depends. But usually it's me on my phone, which I know you're not supposed to do. I'm usually surfing Reddit for cute animals or naked men. Sometimes I get up and go watch TV or I read to help me try to get back to sleep. And other times, yeah, I masturbate, especially if I wake up from a nightmare. I don't know if that's like twisted, but it always helps. Three, do you try to get back to sleep or do you just give up and shrug? I usually just give up. Sometimes it's like I like staying up because at that moment, when I realize how late it already is, I feel like I can just do it. And then I'm like, yeah, I can just get a head start on tomorrow. Be awake at 4:30 and get to work early and do all this shit. And then what I love is the next day, the wind down, where I'm like, oh, well, I didn't sleep last night, so I get to go to bed early tonight and then just knock myself out. Like, I don't know if this makes sense, but I love feeling sleepy. Simply put, it's so oddly comforting to know that, especially like after a day or two of not sleeping, knowing that it's like guaranteed that as soon as your head hits the pillow, you're gonna be knocked out cold. I like that feeling. What is your favorite thing about your dreams? Those who dream during sleep. Tell me a dream that you never forgot. My favorite thing about my dreams is that more often than not, I can lucid dream. I practice how to do it a lot when I was in college, and now it just happens. Being able to tell that I'm dreaming and being able to adjust what's happening in my favor, it helps a lot, especially if it's turning into a bad dream. Being able to say, like, oh, wake up now, and you do, it's very helpful when you're having a nightmare, but then you end up awake at 2:30 like me. One dream I will never ever forget. I mean, I don't forget a lot of dreams, because they're lucid dreams, I can remember them. But one that I still talk about with my friends to this day is one I had in college, it was like a daymare. I had fallen asleep after a morning class, and I didn't have any other classes left that day, so I had fallen back to sleep, and I had this terrifying dream about killer deer that looked like killer, like ghostly deer. Like, if you've ever seen Harry Potter, they looked like Patronuses. They're like bright white lights, but in deer form. I hope that makes sense. Which wouldn't seem scary. But at first it was like, oh, they're so pretty. But then I was watching them literally attack all of these people, and like any person that would touch these deer would burst into flame and die. So it turned into some weird deer apocalypse, and like the sky got all red and terrifying, and everyone was running and screaming, and I'm just like literally watching from my apartment window in my, like, from my dorm apartment window as all this chaos is happening and everyone's crying and screaming and running. Oh, it was horrible. Never forget it. I'm definitely not going back to sleep tonight. Awesome. What's next? What do you do to calm your anxiety? I just breathe through when I have anxiety attacks. Those are kind of rare. But I usually, I put on like a meditation thing on Spotify. Like, they have a whole playlist of them, or like I listen to rain sounds and it helps. I have to deal more with depression episodes than anxiety episodes. Where like just my life feels like it's worthless and I'm not doing anything good or worthwhile with my life, and I just like can't get up from bed or take care of myself the way I should be. Oh, but you know what has helped more recently? I caved in and I bought one of those weighted blankets, and wow, you don't think it would, but it truly has helped me calm down during anxiety episodes and even during depression episodes. It's like this big hug that makes you feel safe and secure. I highly recommend it if you haven't already gotten one. That's my big plug for the night. What is your favorite subreddit to check when you have insomnia? Can be anything. I already kind of answered this question. Like I said, it's usually lady boners gone wild, or cute animal ones like awe. Of course, there's no sleep for creepy stories. I go to Ask Reddit for, and then I just search true creepy stories, and then read those. Or there's also one called Let's Not Meet. There's also that I read too. What is your favorite night snack? My go-to is always peanut butter on warm toast, like a nice warm peanut butter sandwich with a glass of almond milk. Not regular milk, because I'm lactose intolerant. If you could sleep the whole lifetime sleep, then stay awake forever, would you do that and why? Ugh, that sounds awful. Sometimes all I look forward to at the end of the day is, like I said, getting under my depression blanket and falling asleep to my rain sound machine. I need that recharge at the end of some days, especially if it's been a particularly hard day. I don't want to just keep staying awake and keep going. That sounds awful. So no, I wouldn't. Nothing good happens after 2 a.m. Ted Mosey. What was the stupidest thing you've ever done after 2 a.m.? Can be drunk or sober. I ran from the cops once after 2 a.m. That was terrible. But actually, no, it's a really cool story, but it's still stupid. So I guess that falls into this category. My friends and I closed down a bar and we weren't done partying. So I went with a couple of my guy friends to a park with a bunch of beers, and we sat on the swings and drank, and these cops showed up and yelled everyone to freeze, except I was the only one who froze while the other guys all bolted. But me being a good girl, I stayed put, except it worked out in my favor because the cops went after my friends who ran. So I kind of won that in a way, because as they were running and the cops went after them, I just kind of sauntered out of the park, like not calling any attention to myself, and I like slid away into the shadows of the night, and I hid behind a car and I waited it out, and I didn't get caught. They didn't even know I was there. I was literally right at the entrance of the park, hiding behind a car, listening as the cops caught all of my friends and made them give them all their information and brought them back to the park and cleaned up all the beer cans. And meanwhile, I'm just hanging out, terrified behind a car until it was over. So it's kind of a cool story, but still, yes, stupid. Don't run from the cops, kids. Oh man, that's that story. Number 10. Read for me a poem or a little part of a book or sing something for me. I don't have any books or anything available. I can recite some Romeo and Juliet for you. My favorite. Let's see. What part? Thou knowest the mask of night is on my face. Else would a maiden blush bepaint my cheek for that which thou hast heard me speak tonight. Fain would I dwell on form. Fain deny what I have spoke, but farewell compliment. Dost thou love me? I know thou wilt say aye, and I will take thy word, yet if thou swearest thou mayest prove false at lovers' perjuries, then say, Jove laughs. Oh, gentle Romeo, if thou dost love, pronounce it faithfully. Or if thou think'st I am too quickly won, I'll frown and be perverse and say thee nay, so thou wilt woo, but else not for the world. In truth, fair Montague, I am too fond, and therefore thou mayest think my behavior light. But trust me, gentlemen, I'll prove more true than those that have more cunning to be strange. I should have been more strange, I must confess, but that thou overheardst ere I was ware my true love's passion. Therefore, pardon me, and not impute this yielding to light love, which the dark night hath so discovered. Oh. I'm a brat. Command me to go to bed. Oh my god, go to bed, girl. And so will I. So, I mean, I'll try. Good night, sweethearts. Thank you for listening.